Ecuador, what do you want to know about my country?
Okay, well, can you talk about Ecuador, like, you're from Ecuador.
Yes, yes, I am.
How big is Ecuador?
It's 80% of Japan.
Oh, really? About 80% the size?
The size of Japan,
okay.
Yes.
What is the landscape like of the country?
Ecuador is a country where you can experience, they say, all the seasons in one day. You have so many microclimates because you have the Andes ranges, you have the coast, and then you have two ranges, big mountains. It's called the Avenue of Volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not key mountains, very beautiful, and you have these subtropical valleys. And then you have, going to the Amazon Basin, you have the jungle. So you have jungle from the coast, jungle in the, also going to the Amazon. And you have this beautiful area in the Andes.
Yeah.
So it's very, very nice.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to go.
Please come.
Okay, when is the best time of year to go to Ecuador?
That also, as I said, the microclimate, that means that it depends where you want to go.
Yeah.
You want to go to Galapagos, the best time is from November to April, probably.
Yeah. I don't want to go there now because you scared me because you said about the people going there. And
yes. Well, but it's a very beautiful place. I mean, if you go just like a tourist, you're going to. It's fantastic. It's a unique place. You can actually swim with sea lions and they are jumping next to you. It's very beautiful.
Mm.
But I cannot separate, you know, nature and from the people.
Mm.
So that's my problem.
Mm.
But Ecuador is a very interesting place to be.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I'd like to go. I'd like to go to Ecuador and learn Spanish, actually.
There are so many schools. Actually, there is a big business and lots of music and culture and. Very pretty girls.
Okay.
So that's the part that you like.
Yeah, maybe. So. Thanks, Jose.
Mm-hmm.